Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome back to the Wizards of Amazon podcast, your weekly blueprint for explosive success. I'm Carlos Alvarez, full-time successful Amazon seller and organizer of the largest Amazon seller meetup group in the world. Let's do this.
Welcome back to the Wizards of Amazon, where we discuss all things private label. My name is Carlos Alvarez, and I will be your host for the show. On today's episode, I am riding solo. It is just you and I. This episode will be releasing February 20th, a Saturday, yes, outside of our normal publishing schedule, which is every Monday. And another cool fact about this episode is that intro you just heard, well, it's the last time you're probably going to hear it. Well, unless I slip up. Today's episode is about this podcast, big changes coming to this podcast, and just an overall state of the show. First things first, the show's not going anywhere. I am as excited as ever about this show, the opportunity to share my Amazon and e-commerce experiences with you. If anything, I'm just getting started. There is so much cooking on the back end, and I am excited to share all of it with you in 2021. Now, the name of the show, the name has changed. Effective immediately, including the episode releasing in 2 days, coming Monday, the Wizards of Amazon podcast will now be named the Wizards of Ecom podcast. Yup, a rebrand. Selling on Amazon is, well, it's a huge part of my life. The show will continue to be about all things PL. I'm doing air quotes here. You may not realize this, but I try to batch record these episodes. So what that means to someone who doesn't know what that means, that's listening to this, is that I will record an episode or two in advance, and that way I know what's coming out a week or two in advance. And I batch record these as a voracious podcast listener. Let me say this. When I discovered that this was a thing, that batch recording was a thing, I actually felt betrayed. I actually felt like, wow, people do that because they're lazy. They want to just get this out of the way and not connect regularly with me. And this really couldn't be further from the truth. And I discovered it when I began podcasting and this show released in October of 2019. I'm sure it's different with every podcast host, but my why for batch recording, besides the fact that my post-production team would just crucify me if I started handing them episodes and saying, hey, this airs tomorrow. Besides that, though, it's because I want to keep my commitment to you to release an episode every Monday or every week. Well, with this rebrand, you don't know what you don't know. And in addition to not knowing how to rebrand a podcast episode or a podcast show, if you will, I also realized that I don't know what I don't know when it comes to the rebrand of the show. And again, this isn't something I just decided yesterday. There's been a lot of back and forth with my inner circle to make sure that this was the right thing to do. But my not knowing what I don't know had me record a couple weeks more in advance to make sure that I could keep that commitment to you as far as the release schedule of every week. And fortunately, I've been able to do that. And I can definitely tell you that even though the name is changing, there is some killer Amazon PL episodes in the chamber. All right. The reasons for the rebrand and what to expect. And reasons, there's a ton of them. I could record for hours about all the reasons. I want to cover the ones that I feel I would be remiss if I didn't mention. So my Amazon successes over the last nearly 15 years have allowed me to do a ton of crazy testing. Those of you that know me have heard me talk about advertising on podcasts, or a friend of mine, Tom, we talked about Brandzooka and like really outside the box tactics to succeed on Amazon that the average person is not doing. Now, what this means is that there's also a lot of failure in there, but these 15 years of doing these crazy testings has allowed me to just discover a ton of digital marketing, mindset, e-com business hacks, and best practices that, truth be told, these are the main drivers of my success on Amazon. For me to continue to deliver the highest quality episodes that will allow you to execute on them and see the fruits of your labor in your Amazon and e-com businesses, well, the name of that podcast show is better described as Wizards of Ecom. Let me say this another way so you could kind of get inside my head for a second. And this really, what I just said and what I am about to say is by far the most important thing to me on this episode. And that is, saying this another way is, imagine, again, I'm a voracious podcast consumer, listener, and when I subscribe to a show, I'm really making this commitment that I'm going to be giving, obviously, if I like the title of the episode, that I'm going to be giving my most valuable asset, my time, in exchange for the value that they say that they're going to give me. This host said they're going to give me, or that the title led me to believe that I was going to get. And I feel that when a show or episode does not deliver on that in spades, then that is a betrayal of trust. Maybe some of you think that I'm being extreme here, but that's really how I see it. Well, imagine if you're subscribing to an RV lifestyle podcast and, you know, every few episodes, there's just nothing about jet skis and how to build jet skis and the best water for jet skis and no rhyme or reason having to do with RV lifestyles. That's a betrayal of trust. Well, there are times on this show where I want to share something with you on the show that has allowed me to smash some Amazon goal, but has nothing to do with Amazon. I want to be able to share this with you without betraying that trust. The new name of the podcast will allow me to do this in good faith and bring even more value to you and the show. Frequency of the show. Show's going to continue having an episode every week as it stands right now, and I can't imagine it changing because it's been doing so well. It's going to be releasing every Monday morning. I'm also very, very close to increasing the frequency to twice a week. I had anticipated that when I shared this announcement with you that I would also be letting you know that we would be going to twice a week episodes. My reason for that is, again, I don't want to promise something and not be able to come through with it. So let's get through this rebrand together. And just stay tuned. It's coming soon. All right. Another reason, I guess the final major reason that I'll share here is for the rebrand is the Amazing Wizards of Ecom location. For those of you that have not heard me speak about the Wizards of Ecom location, I implore you to check this out. This is like my baby here. If you just go to Google and you search for Wizards of Ecom, let's just put Wizards of Ecom Miami in case you're not from South Florida, you're going to actually see our location. We have a 360 street view, like virtual tour up on Google. And what this is going to allow you to do is going to be able to let you see the outside from the parking lot and navigate all the way in and explore the entire location. This is nearly 1800 square feet of Wizards positivity. I don't even know if that makes sense. That's a new word, I guess. Wizards positivity. Currently, this is a spot where we host our Wizards of Amazon meetup events, 16 meetup events per month. They're not all held there, but it's a massive group. And this is home. This is home base. This is something that COVID created the perfect storm and allowed us to come out stronger on. And, you know, as a species get together and large gatherings return when we crush COVID, this is where I'm going to be hosting workshops, e-commerce focused events, Amazon seller intensives, and a lot more. Instead of creating an entirely separate parallel e-commerce focused show, which is what I had been exploring for nearly a year. This show, now the official Wizards of Ecom podcast, will allow me to triple down on bringing you value. We still have an episode this Monday, like I mentioned early, so tune into that. I have one of my favorite content creators of all time on the show, John Kapos, better known as Chocolate Johnny. For those of you that were in Clubhouse with me, this was 2 months ago, I feel, at this time. I was wrapping up a Clubhouse room, getting my terminology right here. And as I was wrapping it up, this one guy asked me this question. Topic was Amazon Live Video, and he asked me this question. And I thought it was a really good question, coming from someone that obviously knew a thing or two about live video. And as it goes on Clubhouse, for those of you that know, and for those of you that don't, this is how it goes. You immediately click on the person's, you know, picture profile to see their profile, click on their picture to see their profile and get a feel for what this person is about and what they do. And when I did, I saw, you know, at Chocolate Johnny, which is this Mr. Kapos's or John's social handle. And yeah, I occasionally use profanity, but I never use profanity on the show. I feel like there's a time and a place for things, nothing against anyone who does, but I blurted out without even realizing. And I was like, holy, you're Chocolate Johnny. And everybody got a good laugh on that. But besides being a total fanboy of his, what John shares is my answer to those of you that have messaged me and said, I want to use Amazon Live Video, but my product's not the right type or not a good fit or some other lame excuse. I hope you enjoy it. And as always, really, from the bottom of my heart, keep crushing it in your business and give me feedback on what you think of the rebrand. I got thick skin. I'm in it. We're committed. But I still would absolutely love your feedback. As always, the best show of appreciation that I feel that you can give me and this show is rate and review it. People come up to me and give me compliments on all kinds of stuff. And, you know, sometimes they give me criticism, but I'll tell you what, if you were ever wondering, like, what is the best compliment or something that I could give to Carlos because Carlos, you know, gave this value to me at some event that I spoke at or my meetup events, reference one of the podcast episodes. It means the world to me. With that, I'm going to wrap this up. This is not meant to be a very long episode. I think we're coming in probably on like 15 minutes or so. Enjoy the next episode. You're going to get to hear our new intro and our new outro to the show, new music. A huge thank you to, I'm hoping, I didn't even plan on mentioning this on the show, but I'm going to try to do it now. A huge thank you to my podcast team, Shane, Elver, Alan, and Khan. The show would have never made it this far without you guys. A huge thank you to my best friend, Ramon Gonzalez, for talking me out of running two parallel e-com podcasts and gave the rebrand, I feel, its first legitimacy. Huge thank you to Noemi Bolajan for doing air quotes here, helping with the intro and outro, verbiage and music. All I did was get in the way and ramble in a tone deaf sort of way. So thank you for your help. Thank you to the Wizards of Amazon community for encouraging me to even create this show in the first place. Most importantly, thank you to my awesome wife for putting up with me through this rebrand and always being the heart of my most important mastermind, us. Till next time, talk to you Monday.
Liked what you heard and want to stay connected? Join our Facebook group or find me anywhere on social media at Wizards of Amazon or text the word Amazon to 69922.